Good day, everyone. Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network. Time to take a look at our markets here this afternoon. We got a complete market wrap-up coming up for you when we come back in just a moment.
Want to grow hemp in 2019? Herb's Hemp Farm wants to help you succeed. They're Oklahoma's oldest and largest family-owned wholesale greenhouse, and they were one of the first hemp producers in Oklahoma when state law established the pilot program. Now, hemp is federally legal because of the 2018 farm law, and Herb's can provide you quality plants to help you start your first hemp crop. They're taking orders for 2019 production now. Learn more by emailing info@herbsherbs.com. Or go to their website, www.herbsherbs.com. Carson Horn and yours truly will be reporting live from New Orleans and the 2019 Cattle Industry Convention and NCBA Trade Show, sponsored by Corteva Agriscience, with products like Grazon Next HL, Remedy Ultra, and Chaparral. They offer solutions to help you manage weeds and brush and restore productivity. Learn more at the website, rangeandpasture.com. Be listening to our reports on this station, read our updates on OklahomaFarmReport.com, and follow us on Twitter and Facebook from the 2019 Cattle Industry Convention, powered by Corteva.
Well, livestock futures mixed in a narrow trading range today following limited volume through the entire session. Focus of futures and cash markets was centered around the extremely cold weather conditions of most of the Midwest, affecting both cattle and hog operations and transportation of animals to processors. The live cattle futures were mixed and were seen through the entire complex, with traders focusing on limited market activity and very little outside market direction. Cold weather again continues to be the main focus of as it will impact beef production and movement of cattle. Now, light pressure once again developed in feeder cattle trade following limited support, which tried to develop early in the session. Light gains seem to be holding in live cattle trade, but the weather concerns and impact of extremely cold weather in much of the Midwest is being muted due to the limited trade activity and concerns on how beef demand will be impacted through the complex. Now, moving on to the grains, the wheat trade was flat to 2 cents lower today, with trade falling back through first support yesterday, trying to rally earlier, but we were flirting at the two-day low. Southern Hemisphere harvest will continue, though, in the near term, with record heat in Australia. Corn trade, 2 cents higher today. Trade's been nearly 4 cents higher to fractionally higher since the opening bell last night. Momentum, though, was flat at midday. The trade was focused on USDA numbers expected next week, and no major changes in South American weather. The soybeans, South America weather items remain in the recent weather pattern, with harvest going early amid heat and pockets of dryness in Brazil, with generally disappointing yields so far. This has helped soybeans firm the past couple of weeks, including some light strength here today. That's a look at your markets. Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.